radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Rick Adams Uncensored, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's good to be back. Today, of course, the anniversary of the attack on our USS Liberty ship in international waters by the state of Terror, the state that calls itself Israel. And once again, as you know, last week on the archives, we did an incredible program with Dave Gahary, Erasing the Liberty, on this very subject. So you can, if you haven't already availed yourself of it, you can certainly go back and listen to it. But we want to acknowledge the USS Liberty and those who were murdered by our greatest ally in the world once again. You know, folks, I've often told you many times before on this broadcast that as we study the Bible, all of us get deeper and deeper into the scriptures, we discover one thing above all else, that we are living in that generation of the evil fig tree that I just mentioned, the tree of death in Jerusalem that was established in 1948. Now, along with this generation and all of the evils that would emanate from this revised, if you will, Babylon the Great Whore, the revived and revised Babylon of the mind from Jerusalem that would oversee all of these world's notorious lies and falsifications in these days, would be the four hidden dynasties of Scripture. Four hidden dynasties are recorded in the book of Joel, for instance, and you can read about them in Joel chapter 1. And Joel chapter 2. And it's spoken of exactly what these powers or horns, if you will, four horns, would be about, deceiving the world. And they will take the form of economic deception and collapse, political, educational, that means the media, academic, Hollywood, all of the propaganda that you've been entreated to all of your life, and of course the religious. That involves the 501c3 churches and others who are not under the purview of IRS tax exemption, but are also misinforming our people, deceiving them. And in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 16, there was this prophet, Joel, that once again surfaces because, you see, the apostle was talking about the tongue, the Pentecostal tongue that would begin, that would be commencing at that particular time, 50 Pentecost, you know. And we're told that the language that was being spoken is not gibberish, it is not meaningless garbled speech, but specific. And the language was the language that revealed that Jerusalem would be the seat of Antichrist in the end times. Satan would make his appearance there for his children, and that they would steal the liberties of our people. Those are the words that were spoken in that book of Acts and in Joel. And also in Zechariah, right at the beginning. You know, Zacharias was a great prophet who also was murdered by this Kenite synagogue of Satan. He came out and was inspired of God to record this four hidden dynasties of the end times, the four horns, to deceive the world, to prepare the world in the mind for what was to come. Now, that's the greatest deception of all, is the mind. as I've said. It's in your psyche. What you believe, what you don't believe, what you will accept as true, and what you will not accept as true. So let us never, ever lose sight of that fact that we are in those days that King Nebuchadnezzar could understand beautifully in his time. The king of learning, because that's what it's all about, learning. Learning the truth, learning the lie. So I just direct your attention to these books. The prophet Joel, the prophet Zechariah, go into Acts chapter 1 and 2, read the New Testament, and understand that the angel of the Lord did speak with the prophets. And what he told them was that these four horns will have scattered Judah and Israel and Jerusalem, and all of them would come under these 10 kings of supernatural origin. And the very last day, the deception will be so great amongst all the nations of Europe and the United States, our people, the Adamic, Caucasian, Israelite, Jacobite people of the Bible, and the whole world as well, must come under the purview of this deception. So that is why many people, including my people, my channel, my program, has been taken down now from YouTube, along with thousands of others, and the purge is just getting underway, folks. The purge is necessary in order to prepare the minds of the people to accept the lies that we have been fed continually by the media, day after day, hour after hour, minute after minute, all agreed to by the same controlled media conglomerates, all of them part of this purview of the synagogue of Satan's influence across the world. It is unreal to the person who doesn't understand it. It is surreal to them. It is not something within their grasp, and yet it is too real. Well, let's understand that, folks. We'll talk about that a little bit later in depth, about what they're doing through Google and Facebook and all of the others, all of the other venues for shutting down not just conservative speech, but particularly Christian speech, particularly those who have this knowledge that I'm sharing with you today that will liberate people in the mind who are meant to be liberated. All right? Now, with having said that, I'm going to bring back James Fetzer, who, Professor Fetzer, as you know, has been one of those on the firing line, one of those who has been attacked and assaulted and ignored as well by this same clique, these four horns, as we say, to keep him out of the loop and you from hearing what he has to say about a number of fakes, false flags, and various and sundry other claims that are made every day by this government and the media, which are intertwined. And I believe we have Jim on the line right now. And is he there? Hello, Jim.
Rick, it's always a pleasure to be with you, my friend. It's just a delight. You are absolutely spot on about the massive censorship taking place. It's as though the deep state has finally awakened to the realization that the internet poses a major threat because it gives Americans the honest-to-God opportunity for freedom of speech and freedom of the press, and because there are so many who are citizen journalists in their effort to expose the truth and reveal fabrications and fakery by the government. Absolutely stunning, Rick, stunning.
And not only Americans, but worldwide, and that's the key, is nation after nation. You could be in Asia somewhere now, and you could be seeing something that we see here, or somebody might see in Britain or France or Germany, and that has to be shut down. That is something that now, under the guise of hate speech and under the guise of protecting people from things they shouldn't see or hear, we are now going to impose a martial law in the mind, if you will, of the viewer, of the listener. That is a prescription for worldwide tyranny. that will obviously consummate in some sort of one-world peace system that they want to bring about to control all of us economically, politically, physically, most of all in our minds, to believe these lies, these falsifications, that they will bring peace to the world. Peace, peace, you know, when there is no peace. So you're spot on, too, Jim, and you've been doing yeoman work in these areas that, I just can't say, you know, how much you have actually contributed to these projects. You know, the list is endless. As you know, we've had more false flags in the last few weeks. We've had more alleged shootings take place. We've had these synagogue shootings. All of this, Jim, correct me if I'm wrong, but all of this, in my mind, has been a follow-up, the progeny, if you will, of what took place on 9/11 in America, a whole new government within a government here in America that would have a direct pipeline to the Mossad in the state of terror, which would then be able to create false flag attacks, real terror attacks as well, and then set up the whole business, the dialectic of creating fear and creating these right-wing suspects and these right-wing killers who are inspired by programs like this, who are inspired by hate speech online. Isn't that essentially where it all started?
Oh, yes. I think you've got that right, Rick. I think you got that exactly right. And, of course, so much of this goes back to 9/11 and the fact that Bibi Netanyahu had devised a very ingenious plan to draw the United States into wars in the Middle East to take out the modern Arab states that served as a counterbalance to Israel's domination of the entire region and eventually to confront the Persian nation of Iran. But the cover-ups really had an even earlier date from JFK, when the government worked assiduously to distract the public into the false belief that Lee Oswald had been the lone demented gunman. We have been able to prove through the research of Paul Larry Rivera, especially most recently, that Lee Oswald was actually standing in the doorway of the book depository where he was captured in a famous photograph by AP photographer James Ike Alchins, which the government spent a great deal of time obfuscating and concealing. Harold Weisberg, already in his cover-up whitewash series in his second volume, Photographic Whitewash, spent the last four pages talking about the efforts of the Warren Commission staff to conceal the fact that Lee had been in the doorway. And of course, you know, that required a massive effort. Fortunately for the CIA, it had long since penetrated the mainstream media through Operation Mockingbird. So it had massive assets that it was able to deploy in order to perpetrate the fraud on the public. And when it came to 9/11, similarly blaming 19 Islamic terrorists for atrocities they couldn't possibly have committed, given just the most obvious five or six turned up alive and well the following day, as David Ray Griffin made the first point in his magisterial work, the 9/11 Commission Report, Omissions and Distortions, where he goes through and critiques how the hopeless inadequacies of the government account, where virtually everything the government told us about 9/11 is false, but where he makes the appearance of the alleged suicide terrorist the following day his very first point, Rick, his very first point.
Indeed, yes. I've interviewed him many years ago as well. You know, but the Kennedy assassination, you can go back to the 1950s and the Eisenhower deceptions and the Suez Canal. You go right back to World War II and all of the propaganda and the media created frenzy and hysteria to get America in the war through the back door. You can go to Wilson. And, you know, basically pre-electronic media, you know, you had the same thing that was going on in the 19th century in newsprint. You had newspapers that were being bought up by the powerful Rothschild conglomeration in this country, and they were paving the way to war. They were paving the way to, you know, to consolidation of the United States in overseas adventurism. And then you had the battle for Manila, you know, prior to World War One. And then World War One, that was the clincher. You know, Teddy Roosevelt was preparing the way, And Wilson, as you know, was blackmailed into it. But I remember here, we even, in our local rag sheet, the Providence Journal, the publisher admitting that there, back in the 1917 era, were actually falsifying stories to get America into war. And this was the Providence Journal then. Can you imagine over 100 years ago they were doing this? So, I mean, there's no secret the power these magnates have had over media control. And but the 9/11 changed the landscape forever in this country. It was the era of the Internet, the era of digital media, the era of creating CGI, all kinds of fakery, all kinds of hoaxes and so forth. But then we have the Department of Human of Homeland Security, and that was the big clincher, as you know. So now this Homeland Security Department, no one in Congress that I know of has any oversight over its budget, has any control over what it does with its budget, any more than they do the CIA. They really don't, Jim, either one. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear completely. Yeah, the CIA has been unbelievably monstrous. Would you believe, Rick, their collusion with the Mossad has been virtually complete, where now all raw data collected by NSA, for example, goes through Tel Aviv, and where it turns out that I have panels of 100 executives from CNN, all are dual U.S.-Israeli citizens. Another panel of 100 citizens from NBC, executives from NBC, Rick, all of whom are dual U.S.-Israeli citizens. A third of 100 executives from the New York Times, Rick, all of whom are dual U.S.-Israeli citizens. I mean, their dominance of the media here in the United States is virtually complete, which is, of course, another powerful motive they have for wiping out the alternative media and the Internet.
Yeah, well, and that's what has been driving this this campaign to shut down, lock down various channels, various sites. One way or another, the real thing is not just the out-and-out censorship that are imposed by these venues, but also the fact that when you're dealing with the World Wide Web, you're also dealing with other costs, so the hidden costs and the cost that could go skyrocketing, you know, the cost of maintaining a website, for instance, raising the fees, the broadband connections, all of these things factor into it. So it doesn't have to be just a kill switch, as we like to say, just shut down the whole thing. There are far more creative ways of shutting down free speech. And since they hold the cards, they have the money, they have the control, that's the kind of huge leviathan that we all on this planet face. And, you know, that's just a reality, just the simple truth, that they will tax you to death, they will regulate you to death, they will sue you to death, they will do anything they can in order to silence your voice, and yet champion the cause of free speech at the same time, Jim. My goodness.
You're completely right, Rick. You are completely right. So, you know, it's stunning how the American people simply don't have the resources to sort these things out for themselves. They're having hard time keeping food on the table, a roof over their heads. Mm-hmm. You know, if they hear the same story from different sources, such as, say, NBC and CNN, for example, they tend to assume it must be true. They have they have neither the inclination nor the ability to conduct serious research, where figures like myself enter in, given my background as a professional scholar. If I'm making a difference, it's because of my experience with epistemology, methodology, and the philosophy of science, having taught critical thinking, scientific reasoning, and logic for 35 years, Rick, I have the skills required to dissect these cases and do collaborative research, bringing many other experts together.
Absolutely, and I want to get into one of those latest cases now involving the Florida shooting that took place, supposedly Parkland, and who winds up in trouble. We'll come right back with Jim Fetcher, folks. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
All righty, we're back. Rick Adams, uncensored here at republicbroadcasting.org. Jim Fetzer with me. Jim, you, I know, have been keeping up with the Parkland shooting hoax since it occurred, and of course we saw a lot of shenanigans go on, a lot of fakery there. We've talked about it umpteen times here, but now we have a fall guy here, and of course he's the guy who was the deputy who apparently is being charged with 11 counts now, among them, of course, a failure to respond to the shooting that was taking place, and so on and so forth. What we saw was Sheriff Scott Israel get off scot-free, so to speak. He's no longer there. He's out of the area, and he was supervising just about the entire operation from Homeland Security and Mossad. So your perception now of this latest attempt to obfuscate the Parkland shooting on the part of this security guard is what, Jim?
Well, what the public doesn't know, Rick, is that this was a holiday, Valentine's Day, and they sent the kids home at 1 p.m. So yeah. While there ought to have been 3,500 students there, there were only a few dozen who stayed behind to play the role of student crisis actors. I mean, if there had been that 3,500 students, we would have had masses of videos, masses of photographs. In fact, it turns out we have very few. What we do have, however, is incredibly revealing. Live Leak, for example, released a 52-second video where you're inside a classroom You can hear a girl students doing their best to scream, to call out as though they were actually frightened. You see, one of them, however, worried about her bottled water, another on her iPod. You got a kid pulling his putts. When the camera swings around, you see what you might mistake to be a body initially, but it turns out to be a training dummy with no arms and no head lying on a pool of fake blood. There are persons in police uniforms rushing in and out. You think, wow, the Parkland cops were really Johnny on the spot to be there so promptly. But they're actors, Rick, because Parkland gave up his police force in 2004. Now, the reason that officer was kept out, as were other deputies whom the sheriff, Scott Israel, directed not to enter the building, was they weren't in the loop about this being a fake event. There was actually a man in a SWAT outfit who was using a SIM gun to fire simulated ammunition. It's called simunition, Rick. It's made out of beeswax and laundry detergent. It's not powerful enough to penetrate the skin. It'll raise a welt. But that's why you had these medical miracles of a couple girls who claimed to have been shot with an AR-15 walking around the following day covering their wounds with Band-Aid. It was ridiculous, Rick. It was completely ridiculous. Debbie Wasserman Schultz was very concerned that the Democrats might lose as many as 11 seats in Florida alone, had to do something desperate, recruited Rita Katz, who is the director, producer of Dancing with the Stars, who's organized many of these marches before. They had to begin to plan the March for Our Lives 180 days, 6 months in advance. Otherwise, you can't close a roadway in Washington, D.C. So it was actually back in August and September they were planning the March for Our Lives, which was in reality nothing but a massive Democratic voter registration drive predicated on the false claim that it was inspired by the Parkland shooting, when it was occurring less than 6 weeks later, not enough time for a church to organize a bake sale. The whole thing was an elaborate hoax. Scott Israel was at the heart of it. This poor guy is just being strung out to dry. It's really
Peterson,
shocking.
Yeah. So what? Why are they pursuing this now, this litigation, these charges against him? What are they hoping to accomplish by this?
By the litigation? Well, I think there's a misconception here. I think that it's being brought by some who don't really understand that it was an elaborate hoax. I believe there's actually a real prospect here that it's going to be reveal, because this is taking an improper action. I have a whole book about it, Rick, by the way. Once again, I bring together the best experts on these different cases and publish. That's The Parkland Puzzle, How the Pieces Fit Together at moonrockbooks.com. If you want to understand what's going on here and the politics of these events, that's where you want to go. Call that your conspiracy library. I'm bringing together research so Americans will have access to what really happened, the truth about their own history.
Indeed, indeed. So now this ties in also a series of these subsequent hoaxes since, of course, Newtown, Connecticut and Sandy Hook. And you have once again been involved, embroiled in a litigation with Posner, or whatever his name is this week, in this case brought against you and the publishers and so forth. What is happening with that right now? What is the status of this case?
Well, it's quite fascinating, Rick. Yes, he filed a suit against me on the 27th of November 2018. I was served on the 29th. The process server said she'd never seen anyone so glad to receive a lawsuit, because I had all this evidence and was contemplating how I could get it into a judicial framework, which I was thereby presented with on a silver platter. Mm-hmm. The complaint insisted that I had defamed.
All right, hang on. We're up against a quick break. When we come back, we tell the whole story again, folks. You will find this to be unbelievable. If you haven't heard it before, Rick Adams, Professor James Spetzer, we shall return in just about 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Very well, folks, we're back today with Jim. And Jim, I want you to begin once again with the litigation. And I know it started last year, and the charges against you, the claims that you were attacking this poor innocent soul who was a victim of a smear campaign, a libel attack, if you will. Tell us.
Well, it's rather fascinating, Rick, because in the book, I had described a death certificate that the plaintiff, who calls himself Lenny Posner, had given to my research colleague, Kelly Watt, as a fabrication. Now, there were lots of good reasons for that. It had a no file number. It had the wrong estimated time of death at 11 a.m. when officially all these events took place between 9:30 and 9:40 a.m. It had a redaction of the burial site. At the bottom, it had a redaction in the box for a social security number. In the complaint, they attached a different death certificate that had changes to the address the decedent had been initially recorded as having occupied when he died. When's the last time, Rick, you heard of a decedent changing their address after their death? It had an empty box in the social security number, meaning that there wasn't a social security number there to begin with, so that the redaction in the earlier was really a feint, a deception. They claimed that this was a state-certified death certificate and that it did not differ from the death certificate I had described as a fabrication in any material respect, and therefore I had committed defamation. Now, mind you, Rick, I said the death certificate was fabrication. I did not say that Leonard Posner, the plaintiff, had created the fabrication. I didn't say he had faked it. Now, I responded with an answer. I didn't want to get out of the lawsuit. I wanted to confront it head on. So I gave in my answer and explained that if indeed the death certificate certified by the state did not differ in any material respect from the death certificate that I had described as a fabrication, then the state of Connecticut had certified a fabricated death certificate, which is itself a crime. Now, we have moved very far down the road in this case, though it's at breakneck speed, according to any attorney who's ever viewed. They've never seen a case on quite such a fast track. We're past now the stage of motions for summary judgment, where each side presents what they take to be the basis for the court deciding the case without having to send it to trial. I have put together a mass of research, including the reports of two forensic document examiners. Now, in addition to the two death certificates I've described, both I and my co-defendant, Dave Gaheri, who is the publisher of Moonrock Books, Rick, obtained separately death certificates directly from the state, but they were different. The death certificate Dave obtained had only had a partial printed number in lieu of the handwritten number. The death certificate I received had the handwritten number, but in every other way, it had no redactions at all. So we found a document examiner to review the documents, and we have his report, which I have just submitted now. I mean, literally yesterday. And he concluded all four of the death certificates are fabrications. He said it was mind-boggling that the state of Connecticut was issuing fabricated death certificates and giving different parties to a lawsuit different fabricated death certificates. I have now, Rick, an even more formidable forensic document examiner who has not only backstopped the initial report and confirmed those findings are correct, that all four of the death certificates are fabrication, but that Noah Posner's Social Security card is also a fake. And get this, I'd already discovered Mona Alexis Presley, who's done brilliant work on many of these phony events, have done a blog, published a blog about the passport image that Lenny Posner published on one of his blogs, which didn't look right from the beginning. The face was too big. It was turned to the side. It's not a formal photograph. It's in violation of the state Department of State regulations for a passport. So we not only have four fabricated death certificates, we have a fake Social Security card, and we have a counterfeit passport. How about that?
It's incredible. It's just, how could it possibly get to this stage? It's incredible that Posner would be so driven to try this case and actually become his own executioner is mind-boggling.
Well, listen to this now. There are three different firms allied against me, three law firms. I am representing myself pro se. I had a terrible time trying to find an attorney anywhere in Dane County who would assist me with this because of the political nature of Sandy Hook. I have a retired attorney who's quite brilliant, a woman who's been assisting me, but because of the complexities of meeting the deadline, I failed to meet a deadline last Thursday. That put me in jeopardy. When I discovered I couldn't meet the deadline, I contacted the court. The court had previously, during an earlier discussion we had about deadlines, offered me the opportunity to extend my filing as late as the 17th. I knew that was, compromising the court's original schedule for the trial. I thought I could get it done by Thursday, the day before yesterday. When I discovered I was unable to do so, at 3:30, I contacted the court to request an additional extension. I spoke with the clerk, the judge's clerk. She explained the judge was in court, but that since he had previously offered to allow me until the 17th, he thought that if I extended to the 12th, which would be next week, would have been Wednesday, that he would probably go along with that. In any case, I contacted also the primary counsel for Leonard Posner and explained my plight. And he was agreeable that if I got everything in by 5 p.m. Monday, he wouldn't raise any complaints. But he wanted as much as I could produce in the meanwhile. So yesterday I sent him the crucial documents, which include the forensic examiner's document, his report, his curriculum vitae, the second forensic examiner's report, his credentials. They're very imposing. I also sent a study that had been done by a research colleague from JFK showing that the photographs of Noah Posner, which have been distributed around the world, represent the photographs of another party, Michael Vabner, as a child, where Michael Vabner is now graduated from college. This is what they did in this case. They used photographs of older kids when they were younger, when they were children. In fact, Mona believes that some of the parents actually used photographs of themselves when they were children to justify this massive scam on the public. And Rick, our reports have that sympathetic but gullible Americans have contributed between $27 and $130 million in donations. If that were divided between the 26 families feigning to have lost children or loved ones, that would work out to between $1 and $5 million apiece for faking to having lost a child or a family member at Sandy Hook.
Yeah. Well, then they did the same thing with Boston next door to me, Boston Marathon, and you had Feinberg running that charade of fundraisers, selling all kinds of T-shirts and all kinds of memorabilia to raise more money for the supposed victims of that, which never existed. You know, it's just unnerving to see the gall and the evil, avaricious nature of these people. So now you have these law firms on his side, on Posner's side. You're going to be arguing, defending yourself pro se. Is that what you said?
Well, that's right, Rick, but it's already so far down the road. You know, I'm hoping this will be settled on the basis of the motions for summary judgment and our responses. What I'm talking about is the responses we're submitting to their motion for summary judgment, which I believe is going to knock their whole case out of the water. But get this, Rick. The judge denied my request for a couple of days' extension. That has put me in a precarious position. The reason you heard me typing a couple of moments ago is because I was responding to an email from the attorney, the principal attorney for the plaintiff, expressing now his disenchantment that it's unacceptable for me to follow through on all the delivering of the documents in the order that we previously agreed, where I've even notified him I'm not even downloading his submissions, much less looking at them in order to prepare a response. He's claiming he's put at a great disadvantage because he only has a few days to reply, but my disadvantage is overwhelmingly greater. So I had to respond to that. It looks to me now, because he has these documents, he realizes his whole case is in jeopardy.
I would think so.
They had narrowly crafted this case, Rick. I think they took years planning to focus on just the death certificates. I believe they thought it was going to be as simple as asking the court to take judicial notice that the state had certified this death certificate. I don't believe they'd ever expected I'd put up a fight, much less obtain expert testimony of the quality I'm describing here, which simply blows the whole Sandy Hook hoax out of the water.
Well, why did you feel it was necessary? Was it required of the court that you provide them with your case the way you did? Your case notes?
No, it's not my case notes. These are actual affidavits and submissions.
Well, the affidavits, even that much.
You have to
do it.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's what's involved in responding to a motion for summary judgment. On April 30th, Rick, both sides submitted their motion for summary judgment. It's their accounting of the case, and it's accompanied by a list of proposed undisputed findings of fact, which are stipulations or assertions that each side is claiming, if the court accepts as true, are a basis for rendering a judgment favorable to them. They submitted a list with 128 purported undisputed findings of fact. This retired attorney working with me is completely brilliant. She's also extremely thorough and methodical, so she has yet to complete getting through the 128. I had 90 purported undisputed findings of fact in my submission. But now what's going on, and I suspect this is how it's going to play out, is that the attorney for the plaintiff, seeing the power of the case I have, is going to try to steal it away from me on the ground that I didn't meet the deadline imposed by the court. The court will be receiving a motion from me about why it ought to be the case that I'm allowed to submit my case. If it doesn't happen, it will be the equivalent of theft over honest toil, because I have the evidence. It's already in the hands of the plaintiff's attorney. He's got to be feeling the heat and realize this is devastating. I also, by the way, submitted two motions to exclude some of the key testimony that he is counting upon, which includes from the funeral director about the funeral for Noah Posner, because it turns out the funeral director didn't even have a license as a funeral director. He was only licensed as an embalmer.
Yeah, yeah. It's going over some old territory here. I'm familiar with a lot of this that we talked about umpteen times. But this is a case that once again has obvious widespread repercussions. And they're really, apparently these attorneys, as you said, are not so confident that they can win this case. Now, are you saying that basically you would prefer to have it as a judge go before a judicial panel rather than any kind of jury situation, or is that not possible?
No, Rick. It's in the normal course of events. When you have a case, the judge is like the umpire or the referee,
right. Okay?
And there's a point at which in any of these civilian cases, you have the opportunity to present a motion for summary judgment where you're claiming that there are certain facts that are not in dispute, and that the application of the law makes it clear-cut to settle without having to present to a jury. This is not a special appeal. This is in the normal course of events with a trial of this kind.
Now, all right, but, go ahead. Continue.
Well, what he now knows, you see, I agreed that because I was deficient in meeting the deadline that I would not even open his submissions in defense, his attacks on my motion for summary judgment until I had completed my submissions, which won't happen before 5 p.m. on Monday. Well, I think our replies are due like the following, within days. So I'm going to be at a great disadvantage, but he's entitled to that disadvantage because I didn't meet the deadline. So what I think now is the case, he was just writing me, and the reason I was writing back even while I was on the air with you was he was saying this is unacceptable. He's going to be at a disadvantage because he's only going to have a few days to prepare. And I was writing back to say, you think you're at a disadvantage. I'm not even going to open or download your replies, or I'm at a far more serious disadvantage. We could both, if you like it, approach the court and ask for more days to prepare our replies, but I suspect you're going to go with your advantage and not join me in such a motion. I had to send that right then, which is why, I should have muted, but there it is. You're a part of living history, Rick, because this case is huge, huge. And the evidence I've already given to him is going to be dispositive and demonstrate that his client has no case.
Well, let me ask you this now. Worst case scenario, if judgment were rendered against you, if you lost the case, what would be the next step?
Well, if I lose the motion for summary judgment, it goes to trial, Rick. It goes to trial. The trial is right now set for August. My concern is not losing the motion for summary judgment. My concern is that the judge, on the basis of my having failed to meet a deadline, is not going to allow me to present my case. That's the issue here, okay?
Sure.
Look, Rick, and you've never heard this from me before. These document examiner's reports are devastating. They show that the death certificate was a fabrication, not just the one he sent to Kelly Watt, but the one that he attached to his complaint. And get this. The death occurred in 2012, right? So the original death report went from 2012. In 2013, he made changes to the death certificate, including the address of the decedent, which seemed very, very peculiar. In fact, one of my forensic examiners think he made that change so that donations would come to him at his own address rather than to that of the ex-wife, which was originally on the death certificate. It's that bad, Rick. But the death certificate he put up on in 2014, which was the one that he gave to Kelly Watt that I addressed, was an earlier version. In other words, he'd already changed the death certificate. He already knew the one he was putting up and making public was not the current version because he'd already changed the current version. In other words, it was like he was baiting us. Now, my second forensic examiner very appropriately observed that a reasonable person looking at the death certificate that had been made available would conclude it was a fabrication.
All right, let's hang on to that, Noah. I'll come right back to you, Jim. After this commercial break, support Republic folks. If you want to join in, ask a question of Jim, you may do so now. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back, Jim. Please continue while we have time now. Go ahead.
That's absolutely stunning, Rick, but this guy has boasted of having been responsible for taking down tens of thousands of content items for the internet, where one of my YouTubes, for example, or one of my blogs would count as one content item. He's been responsible for taking down tens of thousands. That means he's at the cutting edge of the deep state.
Did we lose you, Jim?
Hello? Oh, no.
Right now we're disconnected.
Rick, you can't hear me? You can't hear me? Okay, Rick, I think we're okay. Can you hear me now, Rick?
Well,
Rick, can you hear me?
Jim was just with us, and now all of a sudden he ain't.
RBN,
Ken, is that the board at Republic? Ken, do you have any connection here? Do you have any connection to Jim? Is he still on Skype, or has he been disconnected? Well, I think I'm still connected here by phone. Let's see what's going on. We'll give him a couple of minutes, folks, and find out what situation really
okay,
is.
Okay, okay. Well, this is not surprising. Lenny Posner is some kind of internet genius. He has the ability to disrupt and interrupt. I am convinced he came into my own blog and took down one blog in particular that demonstrated that Noah Posner and Michael Vabner were one and the same person. This was the conjecture of Kelly Watt, who had over 100 hours of conversation with Lenny, telling him she didn't believe a word he said, didn't believe he had a son, didn't believe he died at Sandy Hook, asking for proof. It was at the termination of that series when he sent her the death certificate, and she explained to him she still didn't believe that he had a son, and moreover, that she was going to make a contribution to his donation page so that she could participate in a lawsuit against him when the truth came out, and he said some very inappropriate language to her and hung up on her. I mean, it's all in her affidavit. I mean, this is all in the documents of this case are public record. Already the documents I'm describing here will be in the court files. They'll be released to the public on Monday. So everyone can see for themselves that I have these document examiners. These are the only experts in the case to certify that all four of the death certificates involved here are fabrications, and in addition, that Noah Posner's Social Security number is also fake. Rick,
I have to say, Jim, that I missed much of what you said when I came back from the break. I couldn't hear a word you said because you got disconnected. So bear that in mind. I'm getting the gist of it now.
Rick, it was the other way around. You were disconnected. The studio and I were still in contact. We were talking to each other.
Could you hear? Yeah. Wait a minute. Could you hear me? Could you hear me speaking?
We could hear you, but you couldn't hear us. I was in contact.
I did nothing on my end.
I know. I'm just telling you how it played out. Now, look, this guy's an internet genius, all right? And I have been asserting that I have the right not to release a lot of emails from my correspondents and contributors because of my role as a journalist, that they are sources. Sure. And I've identified, you know, I have a half a dozen programs I do every single week, but I also do interviews internationally and nationally. I was just interviewed last night by a French TV crew over Skype about Sandy Hook, Rick, just last night.
Right now, unfortunately, we have to break. If you want to stay a few more minutes, Jim, you have that privilege, but we have to take the midway break. All righty? Okay, stay tuned. Rick Adams, Uncensored, here on Republic.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.